Texas Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Malengo Kisangano, has suspended Patriotic Front Lonke Member of Parliament Nkete Kafuaya in absentia for 30 days for disorderly conduct. The suspension follows a point of order raised on Wednesday, 16th July 2025, by Mamba MP Fred Tiakila during a debate on the report of the Committee on Energy, Water Development and Tourism when Kilubi MP Malenga Fuwe was on the floor. Ms. Kisangano informed the House that the point of order questioned whether Mr. Kafuaya was in order in his conduct, which included raising issues unrelated to the report under discussion and displaying disrespect towards the presiding officer. She said after reviewing both the verbatim transcript and video footage of the session, it was established that Mr. Kafuaya, while debating, was directed by the second deputy speaker to stick to the contents of the report. Ms. Kisangano said despite the guidance, Mr. Kafuaya continued in the same manner, made a disrespectful gesture, and was ordered to resume his seat, which he did, but he continued to engage the presiding officer from his seat. The first deputy speaker ruled that Mr. Kafuaya's behavior constituted disorderly conduct and disrespect to the presiding officer and announced a 30-day suspension.
Considering the seriousness of the offense committed by Mr. M. Kafuaya MP and in view of the various authorities and precedents I have placed reliance on, I have in exercise of my powers under 1328(2) of the National Assembly Powers and Privileges Act decided to suspend Mr. M. Kafuaya MP from the service of the National Assembly for a period of 30 days. Mr. Kafuaya will go on suspension for 30 days as resolved by the House from today, Thursday, 18th September 2025 to Friday, 17th October.
Government has disclosed that the 2025 HIV spectrum estimates show that Zambia continues to make meaningful progress in the HIV response, with a decline in new infections from 67,585 in 2005 to 29,729 in 2025. Speaking at the dissemination HIV spectrum estimate, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary Technical Services Dr. Kennedy Lishenti said while this marks a substantial progress, the burden remains unacceptably high among adolescents and young people. Dr. Lishenti has further highlighted encouraging progress in mother-to-child transmission of HIV infection among children under 24 months, which have declined from 17,394 cases in 2005 to 2,685 in 2025.
The 2025 show meaningful progress in Zambia's HIV response. New HIV infections have declined from 67,585 in 2005 to 29,729 in 2025. While this represents a substantial gain, the burden remains unacceptably high among adolescents and young people, who account for 87% of all new infections. This underscores the urgent need for focused, age-appropriate interventions that address the drivers of risk among our youth.
And U.S. Embassy Health Coordination Office Deputy Director Jennifer Stompor has commended Zambia for the progress made in the HIV response, emphasizing that collaboration with stakeholders across various sectors remains essential. Police in Lusaka have detained a Malawian national, Michael Peary, a former postgraduate medical student at a named university, for the offense of obtaining money by false pretenses. Police spokesperson Mehamanga says that for the matter, that on August 15, 2025, at about 15:30 hours, the suspect, whilst doing part-time work at the University Teaching Hospital, encountered Susan Nambea of Kenyama Compound, whose son had been admitted for surgery. He says that the suspect is alleged to have falsely introduced himself as a medical doctor at TTH and deceitfully ordered to assist her secure her son's surgery through social welfare. Mr. Hamanga said he went on to obtain cash amounting to 20,000 kwacha out of the 40,000 kwacha required, under the pretext that he would facilitate the procedure, when in fact not. He said after receiving the money, the suspect disappeared and remained at large until yesterday, September 17, 2025, when he was spotted and apprehended.
After the case had up on the 15th of August 2025, at 10:30 hours, the suspect arrived during part-time work at the university hospital, encountered Susan Nyambea, a female age 42, of Kenema compound, whose son had been admitted for surgery. The suspect was later forcibly introduced himself as a medical doctor at UTS and specifically offered to assist her secure her son's surgery through social welfare. He went on to obtain cash amounting 20,000 kwacha out of the 40,000 kwacha required under the pretext that he would facilitate the procedure when in fact not. After receiving the money, the suspect disappeared and remained at large until yesterday, the 17th of September 2025, when he was spotted and apprehended.
Government says it has officially taken over the environmental assessment process concerning the February 18 tailings dam failure involving Sino Metal Group Zambia Limited. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Colin Mzogo, has explained that the government's intervention is intended to prevent further delays in addressing the environmental impact of the incident. He has warned that the current stalemate with critical assessments still incomplete could lead to long-term effects on surrounding ecosystems. The minister has reassured the public that the reported findings are based on verified tests conducted by competent institutions, suggesting that transparency and scientific accuracy remain central to the government's management of the disaster's aftermath.
Preliminary calculations by our security experts estimate that the total of 61,800 cubic meters of material was discharged from the dam, of which 1,300 cubic meters were liquid and 17,700 cubic meters were solid. For partners repairing other quantities, for example 1.5 million cubic meters, which has been widely quoted, we have not seen and we are unable to comment competently as we do not have the source or methodology using the calculation. Worse still, it's not an official report. All stakeholders are kindly requested to submit any information they may have to the Ministry for Government's use, as this may be useful to the successful resolution of this matter.
Hort Media House, through its corporate social responsibility initiative, HSM Cares, has donated assorted food items to several orphanages in Lusaka in partnership with 260 Vans, National Milling Company, and other corporate entities. Speaking during their handover, HSM content manager Kituan Tonga said the gesture aims to support vulnerable communities with beneficiaries including House of David and Faith, Mutungi Center, House of Hope, and Omoyo Widows and Orphanage. Ms. Mutonga has reaffirmed the station's commitment to giving back to the community and called for continued support for the underprivileged, especially during economic hardship.
It's about serving the community that has supported us for the last 20 years, and this is why we started the Hot FM Cares initiative, to give back and to reach out and to make a real difference in the lives of those around us. As a radio station is only as strong as the community it serves. And so when we support homes like the ones that we have with us today, the House of David and Faith, Warrior Widows, the Orphanage Center, Mtungi Center, and the House of Hope, we are not only sharing love, but we are also investing in the future of our country, because every child here represents potential, hope, and possibility.
And Memorial Widows and Orphanage Director Reverend Golden Shower has expressed gratitude for the donation and called on more well wishers to emulate the gesture.
Today, as we are celebrating 20 years with Hot FM, we also want to take this privilege to appeal to our well wishers out there and those people that also have a heart to take care of the vulnerable children. Make sure that through this program today, they can also have it in their heart to extend their hand of help, like Hot FM and its partners who have come here, like the 260 there, a group and others who have a heart to help the needy, that they can also come on board.
Meanwhile, 260 Brands marketing executive Yvonne Wope said the company remains committed to supporting vulnerable groups through impactful partnerships.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Accelerating Sustainable and Clean Energy Transformation Program Technical Manager Ahid Mayosera says that